You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play? Boys Against the Goal. Yeah. With Dom and Jeremy.
I'm ready to play. Let's meet the players. Who's going to be competing?
Where the play
today?
Is at?
This player right here is Kelly. Kelly, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey.
What are you doing today?
Oh, boy.
Oh, you know, sitting on the old glorious I-25 parking lot.
Oh, boy. What a day, huh?
Right.
Well, at least you have us to call and play this silly little game.
Yeah. Exactly. Why not? You know, I'm only driving, 2 miles an hour?
Where are you headed?
Gotta play downtown from Frederick.
Frederick?
Oh, wow.
Yuck.
Well, what are you going to do when you get to downtown? You got an office you go to? You work outside? What do you do?
Hot date?
Office, yep.
Which is what? What do you do, Kelly?
Fire protection.
Oh, we've talked to you before.
Wait a minute. Have you played Boys Against the Girls before?
Negative.
Oh, okay.
We just talked to you about other stuff.
Not mind bender, the rattle off.
Okay, Kelly.
Let me ask you, you're saying that you're stuck in that traffic every day. Is that right?
Not every day, but this one's a... That worse day than most.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, maybe there's an alternate route that you could take.
Side streets and stoplights, it's either or.
You just get a new job.
Get a new job, work from home.
Get a job in Frederick.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, isn't there anything you could do in Frederick?
Not what they pay down in downtown.
All right. Yeah, where the money is.
You're spending it all, though, on gas and...
What kind of car are you in?
I'm in a company truck. I don't pay for gas.
Oh, okay. Well, then who cares?
Don't listen to us, then.
That's right.
Live your life, Kelly.
The girls are up 2-1, so their boys are counting on you today. Good luck, all right?
All right. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll, Kelly.
Allison is going to try to extend the lead for the ladies. What are you up to today, Allison?
I just dropped the kids off at school, and I'm heading to home to do all the laundry.
Oh, lucky.
Is it never-ending laundry in your house?
It's never-ending laundry, and if I turn a blind eye for a day, it quadruples. Yeah.
So, have you thought about doing 2 sets of washers and dryers ever?
Yes, actually. We're redoing the laundry room right now, and it was either 2 sets washer and dryer or 1 washer and dryer and a sink, so I had to go with the sink.
Yeah, we've talked about putting a second set in my basement, and I think I might do that when we finish the basement. Just put a second set down there.
It would be worth it.
So, for sure.
And then I think for resale of the house, you know, to show that you've got a hookup at least for 2 sets of washers and dryers, all sorts of families would be like, oh, I got to have that.
It's not hard.
Absolutely. Especially if it's plumbed properly, you're in the money.
Hey, do your kids do that thing where they maybe wear something for like 5 minutes and then it ends up in the dirty clothes?
My teenage daughter does I'm going to change my outfit, and if it doesn't look right, it's dirty.
Yep.
Thing.
My son does this.
So I go through and I do the smell test and
My son does the same thing. It's like, you didn't even wear this, or you had this jacket on for 5 minutes. Why is it in the dirty clothes?
Yeah, that's right.
It's lazy. It's lazy, Allison.
Well, good luck to you with your laundry today. Here's how this game works. I'm going to be asking Kelly some questions that women probably more likely would know the answer to. And Jeremy will ask Allison questions that guys probably more likely to know. Best out of 3 will win. We'll get the prize and get the point for their side. If we are tied after 3 questions, we play sudden death overtime. Plus, we alternate who goes first. The boys are first today. Kelly, you ready for me?
I'm ready.
All right, buddy. What do you have to do, Kelly, to win the mirror ball trophy? What do you have to do to get the mirror ball trophy?
Best dress for a drag queen? I don't know.
Okay, that's a good guess.
Not a bad guess, actually.
Solid guess. No, it's actually you have to win and be the champion on the TV show Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, look at that. Now you know.
With the Stars.
Now you know, Mr. Mearball.
All right, over to Allison we go.
Allison and her dirty pants. Allison, April O'Neil and Casey Jones are characters in what comic book / toy / movie franchise?
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
You're damn right.
Wow. Oh, she didn't even hesitate.
Woo! You know your toys.
All right, Kelly, what am I doing in the kitchen if I am zesting? What am I doing if I'm zesting?
And that doing a, like an orange rind or a lemon rind?
Yeah.
I'll give it to him. You know, I'll give it to him. I'll give it to him.
Shredding, yeah.
You're kind of grading the outer layer.
Grading
the outer layer of a citrus.
You were there, Kelly.
Close enough, yeah. Back to Allison.
Oh, Allison, what do I have for you? Do you use those little scent beads in your laundry, Allison?
I do. Okay. I use hypoallergenic wash with scent beads.
Oh, nobody's itching in your house. I love those scent beads.
You can control it. You can control it a little better.
What do I have here? Okay, here we go. Here's a movie question for you. How many Saw movies are there?
Four.
No. Believe it or not, we just looked this up. There's 10.
The 10th one is coming out.
10 of them.
The 10th one will be out, I think, in just a couple of weeks.
10 murder, mayhem, gross movies.
Weird.
So weird.
We are tied at one apiece. We go back to Kelly. A chance for you to take the lead here, Cowboy. What do you call the long, slender tubes that connect the ovaries to the uterus? What are those called?
The fallopian tubes?
Oh, boy. No hesitation there.
Knows his tubes.
Knows his fallopians.
So here's the situation, Allison. You need this one to tie it up and send it to overtime.
Ruh-roh.
If you miss it, the game is over, and the boys will tie it up for the month.
All right.
Okay. Who is the main villain in the Halloween movies?
Michael Myers.
My friends, we are tied.
Good. I love these kind of battles.
Wow. We go to sudden death over. Here's the thing, though.
Wow.
Lately, we've been going to overtime with people who don't have any of them right. It's like 0-0 OT. These guys both got 2 out of 3, and 2 out of 3 will normally win it for you. You're just two good players. Kelly, you're first. A chance to win it right out of the chute. This is like scoring a touchdown. First person, the first team that gets the ball out of OT. On what TV show would you have found Chrissy Metz playing the part of Kate Pearson? What show is that?
Chrissy Metz?
Metz, M-E-T-Z. Do you know the show? No.
Family Ties? I have no idea.
Family Ties?
Are you talking about the Michael J. Fox
Family
show
ties.
From 40 years ago?
Not a big TV watcher, that's for sure.
I guess not, buddy.
That's it's a show that was called This Is Us. This?
Would have never known.
Well, now you have.
Look it up.
You've learned it. Allison, you can steal the game here.
Allison, what car company makes / made the Q50 and Q70 sedans? Q50.
Q70. Take a guess. What?
Lexus.
No. Those are Infiniti products.
Oh, son
of a...
Another overtime question for you, Kelly. A wand is often used to apply what type of makeup? Guess.
Eyelashes? Curly?
Well, I mean, I'm looking for mascara. And I guess...
I don't know.
No, you already gave him one!
You did give him one, didn't you, with the zest?
I mean, mascara is used for
eyelashes. That's where you would use the wand.
Josh,
what do you think, Allison? I mean, really?
Well, I feel like you use the wand for the mascara. You put the wand into the mascara and then apply it. So.
Okay, now I said the wording was a wand is often used to apply what type of makeup?
So his answer was eyelashes, so that would not have been correct.
Eyelash makeup?
He said eyelash makeup,
mascara,
didn't he? Josh, what are you saying?
Well, see, the way you worded the question now is making me sad. Because at first I was like, absolutely, that's correct.
Did
it's
he
the eyelashes.
Say
eyelash
makeup?
What if I answer a question better than he answered a question?
Well, you should answer these ones better.
No, and she's saying whatever Jeremy asks her. Yeah, she does a little
bit. Did he say makeup, though, after he said eyelash?
He just said some of... What did you say exactly, Kelly? And don't lie.
Be honest.
I think I just said the eyelash. Eyelashes.
And the correct answer would have been mascara.
I don't think I... You know what? We need you to say the word mascara, yeah. I think. Because that's... The spirit of the question is I'm looking for mascara.
Right.
And we did let one kind of go with the zesting, too. So you had your kind of freebie.
Yeah.
Freebie.
We're going to say that we're going to keep that.
Yeah. Don't be mad, Kelly.
No, he's not. He's totally cool with it.
You're pretty chill. Are you driving on the highway yet? Are you still sitting there?
Still on the highway. I think I've got 2 miles.
Allison, once again, a chance to win.
I just have another car question for you. What car company makes the Wagoneer SUV?
That's a Jeep.
Yeah, you got that
there
one.
There we go. The game is over. There we go. The game is over. You know, Kelly, you took it to overtime, man. You did a pretty good job today.
Yeah, it was nice talking to you, too. Yeah. You're a good guy.
All right.
You're pretty chill. You got to take some medicine before you go. Are you ready for your medicine?
Ready for my shot.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
Boom.
Yep, they sure do today. You're a good man. Have a good day. Drive carefully, okay?
All right, boys.
Like,
bye. Allison, way to go.
Yay.
Yay for you.
Yay for you. You have extended the girls' lead for September. They are now up 3-1. That's good job.
Yay, yay, yay.
Yep. If you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you about your tickets. Pay very close attention to everything he says to you, okay?
Always.
You're the best. Right. Don't
bye-bye.
Go away. Appreciate you so much.